To another episode of Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, and my co-host and very good friend is Dave.
Hey there, Chris, and hello to our listeners out there. Welcome to Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. We are covering Love Island UK Season 10, Episodes 49, right through to the final, Chris. We are there. We are at the end. Thank fuckity-doo. Where would you like to start today?
Just to congratulate you that our friendship has lasted for another series of Love Island Day. So that is testament. No, obviously, it's going to be an overview of everything, probably more the final than the episodes. But again, these episodes fell off an absolute cliff. I'm so pleased we didn't get the baby game more than anything. That just completely... And I know it's been diluted the last few series. We've not really had like a concentrated one or two episodes on it. It's usually been half an episode and then it's gone. I think the public perception of it, some people like it. We see that on our Facebook page, but some don't. But for me personally and selfishly, I was like, thank God for that. However, it was nauseating the last few episodes, Dave. The fake narrative of everyone together. No more so, Dave, than fucking Mitch's fucking Oscar speech that he decided to throw out when he got voted off. So where do you want to start with either the baby game or Mitch, Dave?
Well, it's the baby game's easy. I'm glad they've ditched it. I mean, the amount of people, I don't know if it's 50-50. You'd have to do a poll, I guess. But, you know, there's a lot of people who don't like it. And I think it goes on for too long on our screens. But what I do like about it is it puts these narcissists, these people who are just obsessed with themselves and, you know, getting themselves ready and each other ready and everything. And they're just immersed in that little world. And then having this screaming... even though it's a doll, right, it just goes through you, doesn't it? That sound, it goes through you and really jars with you, and then you can see they're usually visibly shattered. I mean, I'd be all up for just waterboarding them and getting, you know, screw the baby game, just fucking waterboard the fuckers and then and then see how they get on, you know, under a bit of pressure. Because when people are tired and, you know, your energy's low, that's kind of when the mask starts to slip and you get to see the real people. You get to see people being a bit grumpy, a bit hangry. I just kind of missed that. But I didn't particularly miss the spending a whole episode on it. And, you know, I'm glad as well that, you know, by ditching it, it makes it feel like, oh, maybe we don't know everything that's going to come. I mean, just most things, but, you know, when they're ditching staples like that, it's enough for me to say that they're mixing it up a bit.
Yeah, I think so. And I do think, to be fair, over the last few episodes, it's been an enjoyable series without a doubt, hasn't it? You know, the characters, we've said it a few times now, they've got the casting right. There's been some proper bell ends on it. I mean, Scott left and Abby, we knew that was going to happen. He sort of friend-zoned her at the end. That happened. There's a little bit of rumblings of Catherine. And then obviously we've lost Mitch, Dave, as I said before. So what did you think?
Yeah. Oh, what a bell end. Honestly, I mean, you said before, right, about the nausea created by these last few episodes. And it was all of them. I think they've done a good job in kind of hiding their true intentions, you know? So they're all there for the fame. That's it. But, you know, some of them make it more obvious than others. And this whole messy Mitch persona, I do believe like part of that is him. But did you see the interview with Katie and Uzi where Katie just said, like, Mitch is the biggest Love Island fan ever. He's watched all the series. He knows all the characters and everything. He absolutely loves it. So, you know, he has gone in knowing exactly what he's doing. And that fucking goodbye speech, you know, it's like, Chris, if you were leaving on your holidays or something, would you, or, you know, say you're a stag do or something like that, would you line the lads up and say, oh, Zach, you know, you're my best mate in here, you know, Ty, love you to bits, and Sammy, it's just like, fuck off, Mitch, just fuck off. Honestly, it was winding me up more and more, because for me, it was what we've seen in this last few episodes is pure acting, right? Whereas this season, I feel like, has been really great. But, you know, you've had bits of acting with some authentic feelings and emotions in it as well. But yeah, I think most of what we've seen, and definitely all that Mitch stuff. I mean, despite the fact he says to, you know, Zach, oh, I love you, Zach, and that, you know, you're my best mate in here. Then goes to Jess and says, you're my best mate in here. You know, again, he's just, I'm not sure if he is just a natural two-faced fucker, or, you know, again, this is part of his messy Mitch persona. I mean, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I agree. He can totally contradict himself. He went fucking on and on. I just wish Scott was in there to tell him he's being a complete knobhead again. You know, we didn't have that luxury. And I was laughing at the guys because all the way through, he has shafted all his boys, as he says, Dave, all his broskies. Because, you know, Ty, he's done it to Zach with Molly, didn't he? He even got caught out on movie night saying shit. He then passes it off as a joke, thinks it's funny. I just don't think he's a likable guy. And I did see a lot of people on Facebook. Our Facebook were saying, I actually like Mitch, you know, what he's doing. I sort of get it, but he's not the sort of... I mean, he's a young lad as well, so he's got 20 years on him. But I didn't understand what his game plan was at the end, whether he's a fan or not. I just thought he can come across as a complete dick. And messy Mitch might get him some pantomime fucking jobs or something, Dave. I don't know, because I've never known someone contradict themselves so much. Great for the show, great to talk about it, but so infuriating when I'm watching it. It's just such a level of importance about him that just only he can see, I think.
Yeah. And I think that was one of the things Katie was saying. He wanted to create like a memorable character. So again, I feel like most of maybe somewhere between 70-80% is actually Mitch, but he's just like dialed himself up a bit to try and make sure he gets the screen time and make sure, you know, he's trying to throw these one-liners out all the time to be memorable. You know, he's the one who calls himself Messy Mitch as much as anyone, you know, so he's just trying to create that thing. And I tell you what, Chris, I was looking, so going away to Greece, I mean, it's currently on fire, so hopefully it won't be on fire when you go there. And then I was looking at the excursions, you know, going down the app and looking at the excursions. One of the excursions was to meet a Love Island star in a nightclub.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's always, no. We always take the piss that it's like fucking David Brent, isn't it, doing the nightclub circuit. Genuinely, now it didn't say who it was, and maybe there's a rota of them. But I was like, fuck me, no, it is actually real. That's what they're doing.
That is terrible. That is fucking terrible. In Greece, why would you want to?
Some people must do it. Some people must do it, or else they wouldn't be there. There wouldn't be a market for it. But I was like, oh, fuck me. I can't even get away from it there.
And then you're there. Fucking you and Mitch together. It was never me, Mitch. It was Chris. Chris said it all. Yeah, on holiday.
Fucking imagine if I turn up and fucking Mitch is there or something. Or fucking
or Zach. Fucking Zach. Yo, broski. Fucking horrendous, Dave. Now, Dave, come on. You talked about the acting, talked about the shit. It was terrible. The nauseating shit, wearing all the fucking dicky bows and all that crap. But this final episode, I've never been so annoyed watching a show pan out and the results. What did you think, Dave, of like the whole final episode and how the results came about?
Well, obviously I've talked about Mitch and his kind of, you know, his plan. His plan was to create this character. Ty's plan. Now, I'd said a few episodes ago, I can't remember how many, but I was like, I think he's got a plan here. And it was so obvious. It just seemed to become more and more obvious with every episode that went by, because he timed it almost to perfection. And also Sammy as well. I thought timing was definitely a factor there. But, you know, obviously the producers are giving him the screen time as well, him and Ella. But it's the way that it's like, you know, when you watch a really bad movie and the exposition is so clunky And it's like they'll say things that conversations between two people, and it's actually for us, the audience. They're explaining the plot. They're giving us exposition to tell us about the plot and whatever. It was like that. It was like watching a bad movie. Like Ty's like, oh, who'd have thought that when I came in here and I was missing the game and everything, and we had our ups and downs and whatever, and now we're boyfriend and girlfriend. I mean, this fucking boyfriend and girlfriend thing, it's become like the arc of the covenant. You know, it's like this unattainable thing, and it's so special. Like, remember being at school? It's like, do you want to go out? Yeah, yeah. There you go then, boyfriend, girlfriend. it's just fucking nonsense. And honestly, that couple were winding me up as every episode went by, getting right up to the final, because I thought, it is, the game plan is, so obvious, but also they can't just keep it together because they'll wind each other up. There was the whole thing where, it was the sports day race, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And what a fucking spectacular fall. They were so desperate to win and just absolutely took Ella out. Now, she's going to be a bit battered and bruised and a bit fucking pissed off. So, Ty, just fucking leave it. But because he's dialed up to 11 on the boyfriend thing, he's like, oh, we should be working on our communication. Just tell us. And it's like, no, I'm just pissed off. Go away. He just won't drop it. And then he ends up fucking spitting his dummy. And it's like, come on, guys. What your plan is to get to the final. Just keep it together. And I thought for a moment, are they actually going to do it here? And then there's a fucking Ella's speech at the end about how, we had our ups and downs, but the last few weeks is the happiest I've been in my life. Oh, really? Like, it didn't look like that for a few days ago when you're fucking shouting at each other and telling each other to fuck off. You are in the honeymoon period of your relationship, apparently. And yeah, I don't give you a fucking chance in hell, Chris.
No, that was funny, actually, because when that was on, when they were kicking off, I just said to Sam, fuck's it. And I sort of turned over, watching it in bed, Dave, and I'm trying to like nod off, thinking I'm going to catch this in the morning because I was knackered. And as they're arguing, I just said to Sam, I went, you know what? These two are going to be the ones who last the longest. And she went, why? I went, because they sound like us. Fuck off you. Fuck off you. And the next minute, we've been together 25 years. They actually look and sound like a real couple, don't they? Like the way they're arguing and that. Not only it's like fake bollocks we've been seeing. That's what real couples are about, aren't they? You bicker, you argue, that's real life. So I did laugh to myself, and I have a feeling with them too. I don't personally like them as a couple. I think they're not good for each other. I think it's going to carry on. Ty always wants to have the last word. Ella's like a little kid at times. Yeah, so childish. Perfect for Love Island, but my God, their families are going to be right in the middle of all these arguments. He's nicked my crayons. Oh, for fuck's sake. and all that. It's fucking bollocks, isn't it?
It is. But, again, good luck to him. But I just know, if they were in your friend group, you'd be like, oh, should we not invite them out? They're just going to fucking make a scene and, fucking argue about, you only ate breadsticks, so you shouldn't pay the same as everyone else to chuck in,
I've been there, Davey, people. I have been there.
They had a starter and a main. I only had a main. It's like, oh, fuck off. Fucking chuck in 20 quid and eat what you want,
Yep, I had that, Dave. A little brief story. Went out with friends, and it was all being organised by one of our friends who absolutely loves organising things. But then once it's organised, then also complains that why have I decided to organise it? But that person always organises these get-togethers. And we went out, and it was big. There's a WhatsApp group and all this, and everyone's like, yeah, yeah, great. Oh, brilliant. Yeah, we'll have the set menu, blah, 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 blah. And I just said, look, before we go any further, we either make a pact that you pay for your own, or we split the bill. I don't care whether you're having six Jack Daniels and I'm having one or whatever. We just make a pact. I mean, obviously, if they're ordering fucking Bollinger and stuff, Dave, there may be an issue. But I said, let's just agree that we will split the bill. Dave, it comes to the end of the night. There's about six couples, about 12 of us. Fucking calculator comes out. I was like, I'd made the mistake, which was obviously being clocked. I had my meal. And it was a Spanish tapas. And then somebody ordered something they didn't want. So I had their starter as well. And then I got called out for having an extra starter. And I was like, right, they can fuck off. Here's fucking 25 quid or whatever it was, 40 quid between me and so whatever it was, I paid over. I was like, I am never doing this again. And honestly, it fucking annoys me that so much when they get the calculator out. Honestly, she did. She got the calculator out and I was just like, oh my God. And I'd even warned him saying, please, if anybody doesn't want to pay and they're not happy with chipping in, don't pay, but I will not be sat there when you get a calculator out and the calculator come out. And I'm just like, oh, fuck my life. Like you said, just throw the money in together. But then again, I have been on the other side of it where one of our relatives, we went on a holiday, was ordering the most expensive cocktails and then couldn't understand why nobody wanted to split the bill because they'd spent about 80 euros on cocktails while we'd all spent about 15 euros. So I sort of get the flip side of it, but you've just got to make the pacts from the start and go, I'm done. So yeah, I do like that, Dave. It's a great analogy.
Yeah. But am I wrong? Do you think Ty was playing a game? Or you know, I'm just misinterpreting this, how loved up he was and just how convenient all the timing of being made boyfriend and girlfriend was.
Look, it's all part of the game. I think he's game playing. He's not the only one. Sammy would also fall under that bracket as well. But Ty especially, because he sort of targeted different couples at times, didn't he? You know, and threw a little... Like Scott, the situation with him and Mitch having a go at Scott and Abby... It's like, who the fuck? I mean, we talked about this on the other episode, but who the fuck used to talk about that? They never went at Sammy. And Sammy was the same. Sorry, Sammy did it with Mitch a little bit with Scott, but it was Sammy and Ty, actually. We talked about that. But it's like, that's like throwing little crumbs out towards the viewers for the voting public. And let's be honest, Dave, I think probably Sammy, somehow, if he was playing a game, got the result he wanted. I mean, what did you think about the placings of the final, Dave? Because I was shocked by who won it. I thought Whitney and Lachlan were absolutely nailed on. It was on the BBC radio yesterday talking to them as a, Dave, air quote, a Love Island specialist. and twice I might add on two different shows. But both times we were talking about with the different hosts about, and everyone was saying Whitney has got a winning. She's a favourite. So I was shocked by that, I must admit.
Yeah, I was as well. I thought she was an absolute shoo-in. The only thing is, she seemed to come off quite badly with that spat she had with Ella. And it's funny when Maya Jama was interviewing her about the... she brought up the smug thing. You can tell she's still a bit sore over that. Yeah. And I think the fact that she was sore and didn't just admit it, but it was really... you know, irritating her. I think that probably played against her. And, you know, I think other than that, I thought she and Lachlan played a perfect game to get where they get to. I mean, Lachlan, we were saying he seemed a bit dull at first, didn't he? But
yeah,
I mean, he just seems like actually quite a nice guy. You know, and again, you can usually tell if someone's got the mask up. I'm pretty sure I said from day one with Mitch, no, there's something there. He's playing the nice guy, but he's a fake nice guy. Whereas Lachlan seems to be quite authentic with it. And I just think, you know, I can only think that the voters have voted for Jess. Or maybe, you know, they just don't pick up on these little nasty things that Sammy does. Maybe they don't see that, actually, you know what? I don't think he fancies Jess at all. I'm sure he likes her, but I just don't see it. You know, and again, he's second on the game playing. In fact, I'd put Ty, Sammy, and Mitch in that corner of, you know, being very obvious game players. And I just think that, Sammy's done all right. You know, one half of the winning couple, isn't he? And I just think it's Jess's popularity that's won it.
It's funny, you know, I think it was talked about that regarding Whitney, what you said, and also the comment about I'm humble. She kept saying, like it's always that thing, if you've got to keep saying something like that, you need other people to make that judgment. I thought she was a nice girl. I thought she played it down the line. She didn't stand any messing. Did she get it right all the time? Not all the time, but I thought she was consistent with it, and he was a nice lad. Of all the people to win it, of the four finalists, I would have preferred Ty and Ella to win it, if I'm being honest. Jess was a favourite. Sammy, it was just a bell end. And when he had that fucking suit on, which looked like he had his dad's suit on, he didn't even fit him, and he was talking utter shit. Smugly, Dave, I did like the fact that Zach and Molly didn't win, because Molly absolutely thought she was going to win. She absolutely thought, and that fucking resting bitch face when she came forth, I was pissing myself. She's trying to smile in my edge. I mean, yeah, I've really met someone. Fuck off. Absolutely fucking no chance. Zach is not going to appear in these fucking shit TikToks. Either that, or they're going to release a fucking TikTok rap video, Dave.
Can we just address something right now, actually? Stop fucking sending me all those TikToks. Because right? You know that I see it and I'm like, I'm not going to click that. Because he knows he's just winding me up. He knows I'm going to get fucking angry about it. And then I wait a bit and then I give in and capitulate and fucking click on it. And then I see some absolute fucking nonsense from either her and her family or that, the family. And it's like, oh my God, who is liking this shit? It is awful. That one that you sent me of this morning, and you got the dad and the two lads, and they're just dancing around like bellends. And I'm thinking, oh God, I bet they're getting slated in the comments here. So I scroll down the comments. It's like, oh, you guys are so funny. And they're like, oh, I love you guys. And I'm like, who are you people?
Probably them.
So I refrained from putting you lot of fucking bell ends, but you know, I thought I didn't need to add toxicity into the world. But you know, it's just terrible. So stop it. And I realize that by saying stop it, I'm just encouraging you to do it more.
Yeah, I'll be doing it. I mean, so the Molly stuff, especially on socials, is everyone's been like, oh my God, fuck off. And mum and dad are involved. Everyone, they're doing all the latest trend dances out there, these various different videos. But the family, which is like Fam I and then L-E-I-G-H, they're like quite big. The dad and the two sons annoy me to fuck, Dave. I can't stand him, but I just knew it'd annoy you more, so I just keep sending random shit over to you. Sorry, I'm not sorry. Anyway, I want to talk about as well the situation, as you said, Whitney and Lachlan with the voting. So I've seen the percentages
Lachlan,
of the vote.
Not Lachlan. I
kept calling him Lachlan. It's Lachlan. I think it was Whitney and him had 28%, but Jess and Sammy had 34%. And it begs belief that Jess has carried them over the line. I don't care how popular she is. There was a lot of backtracking from people because she kept picking Sammy. He treated her like shit. We had the comments, like you said, about not actually being attracted to her, which apparently he'd said just in Casa. And, you know, so this thing, and we didn't see that, but I don't know. It was just the strangest fucking thingy. And I was nodding off there because I wasn't too well watching the final. But I was woken at that point. I'd watched it all the way into the last couple of days until Sam went, what the fuck? And I was like, well, maybe I'm not going to have won it. Because what is going on? That's a fucking joke. And I'm like, oh, I take it they haven't won then. And I was like, and then I was awake then. I was like, for fuck's sake. So I thought that was a terrible result. And I don't know. We talked about ourselves. We both read about this like campaign to get Mitch to actually win it. So whether that's what swayed it, the people who were voting for Whitney have gone,
yeah,
and booked in Mitch. But yeah, very strange result.
Well, if Mitch did have any sway, and I think there's going to be a lot of people statistically out there who did warm to Mitch. I mean, just seeing from the comments, you know, a lot of people, like where we are, like he's annoying. I've been through the whole gambit. I've been through all of the emotions with Mitch, like from thinking he's funny to, oh no, he's actually a bell end. But I could imagine he has a bit of a following out there. Now, him saying to Sammy that he wants, saying to Jess that he wants them to win. Well, all the people who were backing Mitch before would jump across to Jess's camp.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's not that, what did you say, 28 to 34? So yeah, yeah. Like 6% swing, I guess, you know, it's feasible that 6% or I don't know, more than 6% could have voted for Mitch. So, you know, they've been influenced by what Mitch has said there.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, what do you think, Dave, for scoring the whole series then as a whole out of 10? We've done that a couple of times, but I think for me, I'd probably give it a solid 7 or 8. I've actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the easiest score to give ever out of 10 is 7, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, if you think it's all right, it's 7. So I'm going to go 8. I actually think it was better than all right. I think this is almost to the levels of season 5, which was my debut season. And I thought that was messy as fuck. And compared back to back, this one might actually edge it. But that was the first one when I was along for the ride and fully bought in. So I think even though the gameplay and this last week is always rough, isn't it? You know, you get the final dates, the parents, the nonsense sort of poems and stuff. I have to say, Chris, you know, for all his kind of acting and whatever, Ty's fucking speech was bang on. I was like, did you write that? Has someone written that for you? I genuinely thought, like, you know, I thought it was really good. But yeah, solid, solid season. And I didn't expect to be here on the last day saying that, you know, especially how we started off after that slog of, I mean, out of the year, Chris, how many months will we have done?
It's all my fault.
Ridiculous.
It's all my fault. Can I just say something very quickly as well? Ty's speech was amazing. I felt sorry for him. It was like they asked him to reshoot it because he was too quiet, because he seemed to deliver it and was shouting it, you know, like he was as if Ella was across the room. And I think I think it was the other contestants couldn't hear him. But I do think the words were great. Honestly, I'm the same. I thought it was a great speech. I just felt a bit sorry for him because it was very shouty, which wasn't his fault. You could see there was something going on there, whether there was some background noise or not, because Ella was right in front of him and it was like, you know, she couldn't hear him. So that's strange. But no, great series.
I noticed it, but without noticing it, if you know what I mean. As soon as you've said that, I thought, oh yeah, it was a bit weird. Like, she stood like right in front of you and you're shouting. that's a good catch there.
No, it's good. And thank you, everyone, this series for following us. We know we haven't done a daily, not daily podcast. We've tried where we can. Somebody went on holiday, didn't they, Dave? That's me, by the way, which messed us up a little bit the other week. But, you know, we've done everything we can with the series. We love doing Love Island. We love all your support. We love everyone who talks, comments, agrees, disagrees with us. That's what this is about. We're not the be-all and end-all of this sort of stuff, but reality TV just absolutely ticks all the boxes for me. I love it and fucking hate it at the same time. And I've also looked, Dave, at Romance Retreat, Dave, which is the Love Island spin-off with Davina McCall, which has been filmed. The children pick the parents to date and all this. I believe there's romance everywhere on that one, Dave. So that's going to be interesting. It's already filmed. It's not live. It's a slot. I saw there's another one. I picked, you picked some, whether that's the same show, but I got it. But it's called Romance Retreat. And then we've got Maths UK as well, Dave, coming up.
Well, can we just actually finish Love is Blind first?
Yeah, let's finish Love is Blind. My watch is talking to me now. My Apple Watch, Dave, keeps doing that. But yeah, let's finish Love is Blind that we parked about 7 weeks ago.
Yeah. So I think we've got a few episodes of that to do. And then I'm away. And then I don't know. You're almost at the end of August then. So I'm not sure. I'm sure it's like end of August, September time that Maths usually starts. So we'll figure something out. We'll stay active on social media and stuff. I still want to watch that. Is it the Big D, the divorce one?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to watch that.
Horrendous.
I saw on like Instagram the various clips of Temptation Island, and that looks pretty, you know, pretty wild as well. So there's plenty for us to do. Still need to do that Stallone one for the Patreons.
We do. Yes, we do, Dave, which I've still not bloody watched. And I said I was going to watch.
Yep,
and you're just rolling your eyes now going, yep, you've been saying that for weeks, you bellend. So anyway, I will get that watched, I promise. So big thank you to everyone. If you want to email us, cdrealitycast@gmail.com. If you want to follow us on social media, @cdrealitycast, please go over to Facebook. 650 people on our Facebook page. Thank you so much to everyone who joined us for this series. Let's get it up to 700 if we can before the end of the year. Or sooner, you know, whichever. If you've got friends, and I've seen a lot of people requesting some of their friends to come and join the page. So thank you so much, guys. We really appreciate the growth of the show, the social media, everything. It's so nice. I've so many great friends over there. If you want to support us, get over to patreon.com/CDRealityCast. So the roll call of honor and the final one for Love Island this series is, and a welcome to our newest patron, Caroline. So thank you for joining us, Caroline, supporting us. So it's Caroline, Kim, Amanda, Larissa, Helen, Macy, Nicola, Emma, Fiona, Cassie, Megan, Kate, Maggie, Kristen, Gillian, Keith, Helen, Brianna, Chloe, Noreen, Joanna, Libby, Katie, Dee Dee, Susan, Tracy, Lauren, Lucky, Lulu, Green, and Kegger Stavson. So thank you so much, guys. Unbelievable support for our show. We really appreciate it. And we had so much fun this series.
It has. It has been a lot of fun. And like you say, we'll finish off our Love is Blind and then figure out where we land when I'm back. But thank you very much, sir. It has been an emotional one. So all I'll say is thank you very much, sir. Thanks to all our listeners out there. Thanks to all our supporters. And we'll speak to you next time.
Bye.